Thanks, guys. Down here with offensive coordinator Doug Roos and Coach. Take us through the past couple of weeks. It's been 13 days since Georgia Southern hit the football field back at Paulson Stadium. What's kind of been like over the past couple of weeks?
Well, it is different preparing for a bowl game because there's, between finals and classes getting out, you always got to adapt to a new schedule, and players have done a good job of that. We had, I believe it was 8 days off between our last ball game and when we practiced again. So normally as a coach, you take 1 day off, you get a little bit nervous. So 8 days, that's really a different situation. But they came back and they were, I think it's good in certain ways. You get away from each other, you kind of refresh, re-energize, heal up in a lot of cases. And just like we expected, they came back ready to practice with great energy. It's going well.
Over the past couple of days, you've been in Mobile. You mentioned adjusting to the new schedule. Spent Saturday up until now, Wednesday up in Mobile. What's it kind of been like adjusting to two different cities in the middle of your game prep?
Yeah, it is. And we did a good job and really grinded, before we left Statesboro and got the majority of the game plan set, other than a few just particular situations. Before I left Statesboro, it was long hours just trying to get it all done, because normally when you hit the road and you travel to the game site, because of all the, I wouldn't say distractions, there's a lot of things going on with meals and banquets and interviews and meetings. And so you're a little bit pressed for time. So we were fortunate we got the majority of the plan set before we left Statesboro and have had a chance just really to fine-tune things and re-rep things here.
The first bowl game in Georgia Southern history, I know it's honored for you guys to be a part of it. What's it been like here in Mobile the past couple of days?
No, it's been great. And, this is the first class GoDaddy Bowl. They do it right and have taken care of us, and everything's very well organized. Just been a first class deal. And, we need to go out there Wednesday night and put on a first class show, and represent Georgia Southern the way we expect to.
The first thing when you look at the Falcons defense that stands out to you, 20 interceptions on the season, their secondary, really the big part of their defense.
There's no doubt about that. When you hear a lot of talk about their offense, and rightly so. They are a high-powered offense, but they are just as talented on defense and do a great job. I think one thing, maybe you mentioned the interceptions they've gotten, the takeaways they've gotten. I think, the situations that they can score so fast offensively, a lot of times, that can kind of get you out of sync, what you're trying to do offensively, trying to catch up, maybe do some things you wouldn't normally do. And those are the situations they put you in, and they've proven they can capitalize and take the ball away.
Finally, before I let you go, on the offensive side of the ball, what's kind of the keys to victory here tonight against Bowling Green?
Our approach really doesn't change, whether we're playing Bowling Green or you go clear back to the start of the season. Our goal offensively is always to control the football and be able to establish a running game. And if we do that, we think it's going to be a pretty good night. A lot of people will talk about the fact you want to keep our offense on the field and their offense off the field, and that's true, but probably not any more true than it has been in every game. That's always our goal for what we do offensively. Hey, sustain drives, run the clock, and keep their offense off the field. That'll be the key.
Appreciate your time, Coach. We have all season long, and good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you, Colin.
That's offensive coordinator Doug Roos. We'll send it back upstairs. Here's Frank and Russ, guys.